the competition between China and America. It is being said China now has more companies than another country and has had the second biggest economy in the world for many years, yet the United Nations wants to continue to give them developing nation status so they can continue not to be bound by carbon emissions and other things which bind the United States and the Western world. I personally do not see how in good conscience the United Nations can do this unless they are getting something out of it. We are getting into a competition with China on many different fields of manufacturing and technology, along with other areas. One of the areas which could have a profound implication for both is the advancements in artificial intelligence and computer chip manufacture. The country which produces the most advanced computer chips is Taiwan. This is just one of the reasons China would love to annex it. The leader in chip design, however, is the United States, followed by Taiwan. The Chinese want desperately to steal our technology in this area. There are no doubt computer chips which we use in secret projects which are far superior to ones you can buy. It is important to note chip manufacturers usually hold back on next generation chips so they can sell more of their inventory, but no such hold is on those secret advanced chips. Many artificial intelligence, AI, projects are probably secret, so it is hard to figure out who has the lead in that area. Interestingly, Vladimir Putin has said the country who leads in AI will rule the world. China has made its intentions in this area known. It wants to rule the world in AI by 2030, and is said to have put $150 billion into that effort. China has become a leader in AI. The United States has thrown $10 billion into their effort. But we have to remember we have a solid background in technology already, which does give us an advantage. Another thing we don't know is how much money is invested in secret AI projects in the US. There is a problem, however, and it is we are putting our money in other areas and reducing the amount for AI research. Slacking off just makes China's chances of becoming the leader in this field easier. Space is another area of competition with China. They have announced a space telescope project. They seem to be far behind the United States in this area. Their telescope is projected to be launched in 2023 and have a 2.0-meter mirror. The United States' James Webb Space Telescope has a mirror 6.5 meters across and the Hubble has a 2.4-meter mirror. The Webb telescope is not only an incredibly complicated piece of machinery, it was launched into a perfect spot a million miles out named, at a Lagrange point where it stays motionless in relation to a fixed spot on Earth. I think it will be years before China would even attempt to try and match the Webb, because if they fail, they might feel they are losing face. The United States is said to be planning the next space telescope, which might be even more powerful than the Webb, and be able to image extraterrestrial planets. As the world can see, China is now launching their own space stations. Remember, we did this years ago before the International Space Station was launched. There have been rumors for a long time that the United States may have at least one other space station, if not more, which is cloaked from prying eyes. There is no way to know if this is true or not, but it would be a good place to conduct secret experiments. It is being said in the latest report on Science Insider that the United States has lost the lead to China in some areas. They claim a new report from the National Science Foundation confirms this. It certainly doesn't help when our schools are more interested in social programs than engineering and science. Experts are saying no one country can lead in every scientific area, so we have to decide which ones are the most important to us and excel in these areas. In recent years, we have seen Chinese spying go full throttle in some of our most secret projects. Sometimes Chinese Americans who worked in top secret areas in the government and private companies have defected, taking with them huge amounts of data. I have often said they might not be sleeper agents, but scientists who had family in China who the Chinese threatened. This should always be a consideration when choosing who we want to work on these projects. Experts agree the Chinese J-10 seems to be a copy of an American fighter jet. It is said the Chinese acquired the plans for a project which was supposed to be the next generation past the F-16, which was to be built for Israel. This has also happened with other US planes. China is busily acquiring minerals which are needed for the building of many different things, such as batteries. With all the talk about switching to electric cars, this would be a great thing for China, which has carefully planned to control the minerals needed to build most of the batteries in the world. The irony here is they control much of the manufacturing for green energy, and yet are one of the biggest releasers of global emissions. The hypocrisy is mind-boggling. The United Nations is taking a vote, as of the writing of this article, to continue to declare China a developing nation. Since China has more companies than any nation on Earth and the second biggest economy on Earth, why would they want this? It is because it allows them to pollute for another 10 years with no restrictions, giving them a big advantage over countries like ours. China has the largest army in the world and their navy has more warships than any other navy. Right now, however, the United States has the most advanced ships. In 2021, it was reported China had 333 ships in its navy and the United States had 296. There have been many warnings stating we needed more ships, 535 ships by 2035 to retain the most powerful navy. The United States has to put their money in the right places and stop wasting it. That is the only way we can stay competitive. The deficit is strangling us and increasing incredibly fast. We need responsible spending, and if we do not get it, we will become a second-rate country with China the king of the roost.